over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check. Oh, jam. Can I jam? Can I jam on the one?
All this is in the jackpot now.
Yes, they did.
Jack it up there, Christian.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, low. My God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned.
Thank
we're
you.
Going live in top of North Virginia, California.
Morning Mayhem starts now.
Very. More juice, Christian. Present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn. Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, it really sounds lovely. Man, that's the Rouchers and Christian.
I don't know. Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Our 609ers, it is the first Friday of football season. So really, let's move it, let's go.
Get that guy with it, move it.
Sure, you're born to
part me or six, so I can put luggage in my hand.
Let's go to the phone. Who's this? Well, wait, you know what? It's a Friday, Randy. You figure this one out. Come down easy. Los Angeles.
Strength and honor.
We can't go on until you say it. Thank you.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go to the phone. Who's this? Oh, hey, Chuck.
Alicardi.
I can barely
hear it.
I can too.
It's something's amiss.
It is.
Something's
really
amiss.
Well,
you hear it too, Chuck?
Yeah. Who's this? Oh, hey, Joe.
One more time.
Los Angeles.
Good morning,
Terry Bradshaw.
Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whooping Suey, Los Angeles.
Thank you, London Tour Guide. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Friday, August 28th. Yeah, we're. You know, what it is? It's Christian, say something to us right off the bat. Say good morning.
Good morning.
You can't hear him.
I don't know what the deal is. Yeah. It's just super low.
Super low.
Coming through our ears. I don't know what the deal is.
We're cranked up on the board, so I don't know.
It's odd. Chris, we've got Chucky.
Hit the box on the side.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David. How are you?
We are on the road at Fletcher Dodge. End of the month sale, as always. Full inventory as we drove through the parking lot today. We'll look forward to visiting with Zippy and Frank. We'll have R.J. Hall coming by. We'll talk with Heather Baker. No Danny West today, but we'll visit with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR correspondent. A lot of ground to cover. First of all, right off the bat, Roger Dodge, UCA.
Man, way to go.
Started 1-0, baby. 1-0.
Go Bears, yeah.
Against, what Tennessee team was it?
UT Martin.
I keep wanting to say Middle Tennessee.
Tennessee Martin.
Yeah, but Tennessee Martin was ranked 22nd in the FCS poll. Like, they were supposed to win the conference that them and UCA are in. UCA gets the win on the road, so that's a heck of a start.
Yeah.
I end up, Roger, I missed the first half, so I said, I'm gonna lock in and watch the second half. Good game, but UCA definitely looked like the better team. So good way to start. Yeah. Of course, Justin Akery and Chris Kane were on the call there. Yeah. Last night, you had a couple high school games. You had Catholic losing to Robinson defending state champ. Champs, rather, they look really good. And then North Little Rock beat, who did they beat last night? Because they apparently had fireworks and all the things, and which I thought was pretty impressive for a high school. Let's see who it was. Oh, by the way, Arkansas Baptist loses to Pikeville, Kentucky, 51-7. It was Rogers who North Little Rock beat last night, 34-28. Robinson beat Catholic, 49-14. So, anyway, so you... Oh, yeah, Rogers lost North Little Rock. But tonight, Rogers, you mentioned in our Facebook Live, you got the biggie, you got the salt bowl. We'll be talking with the former class president of Bryant, one of the guys who really helped me, has been helping me a ton with the Clinton, Jerry Jones, Jordan Johnson. And it's a big deal for all those graduates of those, those schools. It's just
the community.
Yeah, and I'm curious, that heard some scuttlebutt. We'll have to ask RJ if this is something that will continue to go on. Will it ever change? Will they always play each other every year? Bryant has won.
What do you mean, play each other every year? What do you mean?
Will
you mean the game?
The game.
I mean, not just necessarily the first game of the year or any of that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't know it was in jeopardy.
Did you know that Bryant, I don't know that for a fact, do you know that Bryant has won 20, I believe this is right, 20 in a row?
Yeah.
20 well, years. They had that one time. So you keep thinking, and Benton's a good football team. Can Benton come up?
Benton's better than good.
Bryant has been unstoppable. They've won 7 state championships since 2017. I mean, it's crazy how well they've done.
They have done well. And when, the coach is in Conway now.
Buck James.
When Buck left, not a drop off.
Yeah.
Not a drop off. They've won a couple of championships since he's been gone. I think they had one loss. They had 4 in a row, 1 loss, and then a couple of other championships. So.
Well, I know.
I think they've been in them all.
I think every high school team probably plays tonight. I would think that this is the opening weekend that everybody.
I think so.
So good luck to all the high schools out there. All you coaches who've been doing a good job in this heat. All you cheerleaders and band members that have been working hard too. Tonight's your night. So good out there and have a great day.
Which is a little bit different on your saying that every team is playing, because in years past, it wasn't the Salt Bowl, the game.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Everybody
now is part of we do it a little bit earlier. That's right. And we're Memorial tonight is back at Benton. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you got that tonight. Of course, up on the hill, you got soccer last night. Rather, the soccer team. It was I think started in like top 15. They have one game. They're 0-4. They're 0-3-1. It's like, what is happening? You got volleyball starting on the hill in Fayetteville tonight. Of course, Scotty Thurman's daughter is a player there. Mm-hmm. We've had her on the show before. You had NFL action last night. Buffalo edges Pittsburgh amongst. And I'll tell you, the Cleveland Browns. So, what is the backup quarterback, Christian? Dylan Gabriel threw three touchdown passes last night. Did you see the run by Taylen Green?
I did.
Did you? Holy cow, Roger. He's in the back of the end zone. I mean, literally, like, on the back part of the end zone. Comes out of there, and it looks like he's shot out of a cannon and goes about 35. And even the announcer, I think it was Kirk Herbstreit, said, wow. Wow. At the end, they went, holy cow. And of course, we had seen that 4-3 speed in Arkansas the last 2 years. Coach Silverfield spoke last night or yesterday at the Hogs Illustrated deal.
Yeah, pretty. I read the article in today's paper reading about it and the calls that he got. Did you see that?
Saban. Yeah, that's first.
Well, Saban and Vrabel. And who else was there?
Did he turn down the?
He turned them all down.
Yeah,
he turned them all down to stay because he thought he was a coach in waiting.
Yeah,
you know, with the Norvell and all that, which obviously it turned out. But I mean, it was I could go back and look at it. It was Saban. Saban, Les Miles.
Kansas, not at LSU.
Was
Kansas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
A couple of other things. You got the Little League World Series going on this weekend. Did you see the PGA Tour? It's the PGA Tour Championship. You see who the leader is? Minwoo Lee. Minwoo Lee. That's the first time I've noticed that name on the tour. But that's can you spell Minwoo Lee for me, Raj?
Oh, I can. It's M-I-N.
Very good.
Double E.
Outstanding. Very, very nice. Also, too, did you see now where, again, the courts, the courts came out yesterday and said they don't care what the SEC tries to do. They'll be going against the wishes of the court. You can't defy the court. Yep. You can do all the little things you want to, but the bottom line, the court. Remember, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
You just said, well, you know, wait a minute. I mean, what are we doing? You can do that, but the courts have already said.
Yeah. No. Until somebody says you're going to be fined or this is going to happen and you start taking money out, they're going to do whatever they can to get the edge. It's just going to continue to happen.
I think even the court said you can't be punished for getting one of these players or whatever, so I don't think they can find you. They don't have any ground to do so.
Yeah, the tough thing is once they rule that, okay, that class of 2022, they all get 5 years, and so it's almost like they go, we don't care the circumstances, that we can't help that. The bottom line, you should have had a better system. They're going to get to come back, and I don't know what you do at this point. I think they're probably going to have to let them. I think if the court is going to do that. So
let them play. It's when you do.
Yeah, when you deal. Roger, this day in history, a lot of cool things. You had the Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech. That was 1963, Roger.
Yep.
Coming up just before we were born.
Yep.
Back in 63, an amazing speech. Mm-hmm. This was also the day that Brooklyn Dodgers general manager Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson met.
Is that right?
It was the beginning. It was 1945. It was the beginning. You know, Branch Rickey was, you know, hey, we're going to do this. And, you know, of course, probably took a lot of grief for it. They ended up signing him, I think it was $600 a month. And $3,500 to sign for the Montreal Royals, a Dodger farm team.
So 18. Would that make it 18 years to the day that MLK gave that speech?
Yeah. 45.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
So to the day.
When you say
that he met him on that day, I'm sure it wasn't calculated anymore that when they picked the tropical storm to be named Dolly, they knew she'd die. They didn't do it unless they had a magic eight ball.
The other thing sort of crazy today is, tell me what year it was. It was right now when Hurricane Katrina reached Category 5 status. Second lowest barometric pressure for an American hurricane in recorded history. So they knew this was coming. But what year was it? Do you remember?
Let me look at it. I know where I was because one of my dogs, we lived at, it was three houses ago, and a dog was named. I named a dog Katrina because of the feeder bands. I was gonna say 2000.
It's 05.
Oh five is correct. Okay. Yes.
I had just started working at Signal Media.
Okay, and it really wasn't the storm that was.
Shut up.
It really wasn't.
I had a kid in the fourth grade.
It wasn't just the storm that was the problem in New Orleans. It was the lower Ninth Ward and the flooding. Remember, the dams broke. Okay. And that's what happened. Remember, it just started. And remember, Kendrick, who we had a lot of folks moved up to Arkansas and have remained here ever since.
Yeah. Was he down at the, was that, the, was that when the Superdome, where people stayed in the Superdome? Yeah. Is that what that was?
Remember they were saying, that, of course, all kind of reports coming out. There's dead bodies all over the, of course, we were embellished a little bit.
I think the one thing that I remember, weird about all that, the movie Deja Vu with Denzel still shows remnants of that, you know, the boarded up where they'd go by and you'd see where they would mark houses and doors with a number X that had been checked and that sort of thing. But I remember, and I think, was that Little Bush? Was that who that was?
Yeah, it was.
I think they were calling everybody refugees. I think I think there was a term that everybody gave. We're not refugees. Yeah. We're Americans. You know, I think something to that. Something like that.
So is think about that. So that was 2005. Tommy and I had just started the show. Oh. Remember, we took off to, much to the chagrin of Lindy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, we just, Tommy goes, all right, we're doing water. Come up in. Lindy's like, we got to be organized. Tommy's like, get your trailer, bring us them. And then we get down there. Remember, we get down there, Roger, and the military stop us.
Yeah.
Go, you can't go any further. Yeah. So we pulled off in this one city, and there was a military setup, and we dropped off 10,000 bottles of water and about, you know, 50 other people behind us. And so anyway, also a couple of interesting birthdays we'll get to a little bit later. Bing Gazzara, our favorite bad guy in Roadhouse. What was his name in Roadhouse? What was his character's name?
Brad Wesley.
Well, Brad Wesley, very good. Oh, he's such a great bad guy.
Well done. Great.
Such a great bad guy. His bad guy might be Mount Rushmore for me. He was just such a good.
I only know him from three things: Roadhouse, playing Al Capone in a movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the voice of NFL films, not the NFL films that we all know with Sobel and all that, but it was like,
well, I don't remember that.
It was a weekly. I think it was a weekly recap, and it was Ben Gazzara or something like that. He just had a great voice.
I know him from three.
Ben Gazzara. What?
What's he was in Anatomy of a Murder, a Jimmy Stewart movie. It's really good. And then he was in Killing of a Chinese Bookie, which is a John Cassavetes movie.
Very good, very, very good.
Yeah, it's you know, when we talk to Christian, even though he's a little low today on our deal, I feel like I'm talking I feel like I'm talking to a 50-year-old.
It's
like, this guy's 29 years old. He's not 50. Right. He's throwing out, you know, Bogart movies.
Anatomy of a Murder
has
George C. Scott in it too. It's really good. Just watch it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
We're getting reports on YouTube what our YouTube shots look like. Look who we're in between. Thank you for our YouTube monitor out there. We just if we're gonna, unless you're hanging out with it, you got to get in the shot. You got to get in the shot. Frank gets here.
Fine.
There we go.
Oh, hey Chuck.
The stream just got a lot better.
Christian,
today things are going to go up now.
Today, also, we got to make our official picks. Mm-hmm. Make official picks today.
What am I looking at right here? Is this your Morning Mayhem question of the day that I'm looking at?
It is.
It says Morning Mayhem QOD.
Yes.
What do you think Arkansas football's record will be this year? He has 2-10 and or worse. 3-9, 4-8, 5-7 or better. 5-7 or better. And I have chosen.
Wait a minute. Don't do it yet. Don't tell us what you just wait. Let's wait a little bit later. Chuck, you want to tell us what you're picking for the Razorbacks record this year?
4-8.
Okay. 4-8.
And while we have you, would you like to give us your Arkansas State Indian Red Wolves prediction?
10-2. No.
Big book, little book.
I did not check. I don't think Arkansas State is playing this weekend. I think their first game is next weekend. And so UCA, I think, just got the jump on everybody amongst the other ones that we mentioned as well.
Sure.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. We finally reached Roger. You know, oh, by the way, too, I'm gonna be able to show my commercial today for Channel 7.
Okay,
very good about doing that. Yeah, this starts year number 14. If you did the math, I'll have to go back and look at it. 14 years, Christian, I've gone to every Razorback game, home and away, for 14 years. I've only missed one game in 14 years. You want to know what it is, Chuck?
Which one?
Christian, you know why I only missed one?
No, I don't know if I know the story.
Yeah, so I would have had whatever consecutive games for 14 years, but COVID hit and tried to avoid it. And of all the games I missed, it's Texas. It's the Texas game where we blow them out of the stadium in Fayetteville, and other than that, that's the one. All right, have a perfect.
Let me tell you something. And you took more than one COVID test to try to get up there.
I did.
Because you weren't really sick. I was sick in bed. I was watching it. Yeah. I wasn't feeling very good. But I know you tried everything you could to get in there.
Oh, my gosh. Streak was on the line. It was Texas. I'm like, no, not this game. Not this game.
Right.
So do me a favor, Christian. Go back and look on 14 years. That would be the 5 years of Bielema, the 2 years of Chad, the 6 years of Sam, and tell me how many games it is that I will have attended less than the one, and then give me the record, the overall record of all those games. What do you think? What do you think, Roger? And Zippy joins us now. Good morning, Zippy.
Hey, Zippy.
Good morning.
What
how
you
are
doing,
you,
buddy? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I know Zippy had lobbied very tough to say we don't need Roger and Baz to come out here. Me and Frank got this show covered.
Yeah, what was that
last
about?
Week to where he did, we got this. We've done it. You know, we don't need you guys. As a matter of fact, we're going to do the Fletcher bus.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Fletcher.
We did 3 hours and 50 minutes car talk. We took it over.
anyway, well, I heard you guys.
Were we in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. We're off vacationing.
Wow. Well, I heard it went well. I heard you guys had a good time. And Christian was out here as well, right? Christian had a good time coming out.
They let me out.
Hello, RJ.
Had RJ. Right. Yeah, and RJ will be out here today. All right, let's take a break.
What were you were asking about something. What were you going
to
ask?
I was going to ask Christian to get the record. What do you think the winning percentage of all those coaches, of all the games I've seen, the win-loss record.
What for the Hogs?
For the Hogs.
In that 14 years?
In the 14 years I've covered.
So what would that
game
be? That would be 120 games?
Well, he's going to tell us. That. Well, you got bowl games.
Well, I want to know that. Yeah, I want to know how many.
What is it? Do you have it already?
No, that's I do not it. Have it already. Okay. But okay. That goes back to 2012,
well, I
want to
guess
right?
the record.
What's that?
That goes back to John L. Smith. Was that the first year?
No. It was Bielema's first.
So it,
yeah,
first?
I did the 5 years of Bielema, 2 Chad, 6 Sam.
This
6,
11.
Okay. 14th. This will be the 14th year. So, Roger, before you guess it.
Yeah, well, I want to know how many games.
Let me get the number of games. But it'll be interesting to see what I've endured on the road. Now, listen,
we do know is in that period, don't we have the worst record in the SEC? Didn't I see that?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. Zippy, we'll come back and talk. I know you got a full parking lot. Great inventory.
Good selection.
Maybe the best you've had in the last couple times we've been over here. I mean, you've been working towards this. And is this my vehicle behind you?
Yes, it's yours.
All right, look at that. There, it's a beautiful vehicle. We got to talk about that.
When you sell more, you get stock more.
That's right. All right, don't go away. 6:28 here on Morning Mayhem Live from Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
In college football news, a Dallas judge signed an order Thursday that prohibits the NCAA and SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey from stopping a group of athletes, including three that are or were on NFL rosters, from returning to college. This is the first court order to block a conference from making rules to punish schools for signing professional players. Central Arkansas opened up their season with a win last night, beating 22nd-ranked UT Martin 36-24. Sophomore quarterback and Conway native Donovan Amalo put on a show, throwing for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns while rushing for 118 yards on 12 carries. They'll take on West Florida next Saturday. And the Buzz High School football game of the week tonight is Bauxite hosting Glen Rose. Coverage of that game can be heard on the Buzz starting at 6:45. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Slightly milder temperatures in store for today with highs only reaching the lower 90s. It's going to be sunny and dry for your Friday and a very similar day ahead of us for Saturday. But the heat will start to build again on Sunday into next week and we'll have those high temperatures back up in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team with your forecast. Ask for the Buzz Radio Network.
It's time for Arkansas Razorback football.
You can experience fall in Fayetteville as the Hogs return to the Hill for kickoff in Arkansas on Saturday, September 5th against North Alabama. Kickoff is set for 3:15 p.m. and tickets start at just $25. Secure your seat today at ArkansasRazorbacks.com.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-2222. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Don't miss the Our Care of Arkansas High School Scoreboard Show with Randy Rainwater, Kevin Bohannon, and Barry Grooms every Friday night at 10, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Rubber Band Man on this Friday, August 28th at 6:33. Glad you're with us. It's football time. It's football time, Roger, in
Arkansas.
Football time in Arkansas. Yeah, you missed earlier. UCA, big win last night. Very happy for them starting the season. They want to bounce back in a big way from last year, and they did. So they get started with a win last night, 36-24 over Tennessee Martin. Arkansas Baptist goes down to Pikeville here locally. And then I got some high school games last night. Joe T. Robinson handled Catholic pretty easily, 49-14. That's your defending state champion there. And then you got North Little Rock beating Rogers in North Little Rock, 34-28. So big one tonight, Salt Bowl. That will be packed over in Bryant. We'll talk with Jordan Johnson, who's a Bryant guy, who was the president of the class. Also, Roger, if anything interesting about Jordan,
yeah,
he is a fraternity brother of Frank Fletcher. And he was telling me last night, he said, Frank spoke to my pledge class in 1996. And apparently, Frank wore some interesting clothing at that. So, okay, as only Frank could do. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 Zippy, I would imagine you guys need to boost some cars this weekend, right?
Yeah, we got through Monday. So we got today, okay, Saturday, and Monday to take advantage of the deals. They've been running these specials. I've been talking to y'all for about 60 days, and then they change it up. And they always put it on something they want us to order. And Rams was the big focus the last 2 months. We sold the most Rams we have all year.
Very nice.
Each month. And the deals are still here. You know, if I got these express trucks, starting at $39,900, I've got four-wheel drives, I got 20-inch wheels, and these are equipped, not stripped vehicles. You know, they're not, you know, just all work trucks. You got $15,000-$17,000 off. One of the confusing things about buying a vehicle is when you're upside down, you know. It's like, how do you get out of it? Well, you get out of it when I take $15,000 off something. It keeps you from putting money down. And a vehicle that's really gotten hot, it's finally getting some traction, is our Cherokee. You know, you got the Compass, you got the Grand Cherokee, and then you have the Cherokee now. It's 38 miles to a gallon. It's sleek. It's quiet.
It's got all the technology. It's great.
It's funny, right, Roger? If you look at my Jeep Cherokee, that gray one is absolutely gorgeous. Silver four. What does that thing list for?
That one's. I can get it almost $40,000.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, it is a good. The wheels and everything look amazing. But I was going to say that. If you look at my white one that I'm driving now, there are 6 trophies in there. I have been driving around the last 24 hours and I had to take the bump slow because, you know, I got it from the touchdown club and I hadn't been able to take them out of my house. So probably just going to leave them.
What you put in that vehicle, is always a good story.
Hey, I was anxious to talk to you because I heard a couple of days ago that because of gas prices and that sort of thing, there's also, and maybe for other reasons, there's a resurgence in the minivan.
I don't have one. I mean, I've had to go get them. You know, they might not be cool to some people, but Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, yeah. We're cool.
I had one.
We put 20-inch wheels on these things. We wrap the tops black, but when you're parked beside people that can't park and they're on the lines,
yeah.
You hit a button in that power sliding door, you can get in there. Well, you know, trying to get your kids.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
Well, you know what? I had one, and back in the day when I had one, it was just on one door.
Right,
and now they're on both sides. Now they're automatic. Yeah. All the things, the comfort that we have. I took one to a different regime. I think that back even before Mark Miller was the GM or whatever. It might have been Peters or whatever. Took a group. I drove since I was the only one that didn't drink. Drove a minivan to a Cowboy game, Cowboys Redskin game. That's what we took back then. Yeah. It was
well,
one
you can
of
pack them full and have a good time.
Pack them full and stay comfortable and a smooth ride. And of course, I needed it for my family at the time.
Well, I remember my good friends listening, and she was remembering about my family, Roger. They bought the old school van where you had the captain seats and you could get in there.
What's that called? A dog?
It was like a conversion van. Some of them had futons in the back. Yeah. They had the wood grain.
You talking
top.
About the teardrop windows on the back?
Yeah, the big Chevy.
Well, we had one
high top van,
the Scooby Doo van.
But it was comfortable, and they came to every. There comes Frank. You might as well know. Yeah, yeah. They went to every game and put like 120,000 miles or 130,000 miles on in 4 years. Had to replace the engine. Hey, Frank. I love the fact they're coming back.
Talking about your Grand Cherokee, we've got. 3 Grand Cherokees right now that I can sell for $33,775.
That's a great price, yeah.
And Frank can give them a lifetime oil change.
I like it. I like it. That's a good deal. Speaking of Frank, good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Let's see here. Let's get that up. You got to say something.
I just heard you talk about the real deal of the deal.
Yeah, the Grand Cherokees, you get a lifetime oil change package. We've marked them down, and the only reason we have them, we loaned them out to customers in our service department so they can keep their wheels going, they can keep their life going, and they've got low miles on them. They're under 5,000. They're still a new car, and you get the new car warranty. There's nothing negative other than you saving a ton of money.
Well, Frank, I heard that you guys really didn't care if me and Roger came back, that you guys now have got the radio show under you got it handled now. You don't need it. You got the Fletcher Buzz show.
We had some great help. it was fun. It was a fun day.
You've done this long enough. You can do it. You can have your own show, Frank. You know what you're doing. I love the fact my favorite thing is that Frank said he had to tell, because RJ is going to make sure and acquiesce that we give Frank and Zippy all the time to talk cars. And Frank had to say at one point, all right, we got to talk some other things now. We've talked a lot about cars. We got to talk about some other things. I said, that's a radio man. He's become a radio man. So
had to follow your direction.
A couple things. High school football, Frank has begun. We mentioned the big one is the Salt Bowl tonight, but Steve Qualls brings up another one. Lake Hamilton Lakeside. That's a bitter rivalry going on right there.
I'd say the Salt Bowl of Garland County, sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's interesting. Most of the times you would think you would play your rivalry games later in the year, but a lot of these folks are playing it right off the bat.
Well, they also do the biggest race in NASCAR, the very first
one of
the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 661-1037, Frank, last night, UCA beats a team that was ranked number 22nd in their level of play, and UCA wasn't even ranked. So that's a great start for them to beat them on the road, Tennessee March. So that's a good thing. Somebody says, listening to y'all on the way back from the beach. Right. We love you guys. Scoop of Steve. If we beat Texas so Baz and Baz didn't go, maybe he should not go to more of the games. Then another one. I think they may need to stop going to the games. Listen, maybe so. I'm stuck. Frank, I've been going to 14. This will be the 14th year I go to every game. And it's been a little rough at times. Christian, did you get the numbers on it yet?
Yes, I did.
Let's hear the numbers.
So do you want to guess the record at least?
I will. Well, give me the total percentage game.
Give us the total game. We'll let Frank guess,
so
too.
So we have played 160 total games. So you've went to 159, Baz.
I've gone to 160, Frank. Yeah. 159 out of 160. I missed one game because of COVID. And that's Bela 5 years, Chad Morris 2, and Sam 6. So of those, you want to do a percentage?
I'll just tell you what I think the record is in those 14 years.
13
years. Okay. I'll say it's 60 and 100. 60 wins and 100 losses.
And then what would that be percentage-wise?
Good at percentages. I don't know.
What do you think, Frank? How many of the games of 160 do you think we won? And that's this conference and non-conference. Do you have any idea?
And that's bowl too, yes?
I'd say we won 65%.
Okay.
I think you're at 40-something.
You think we're
going to be in the 40s with John L. Smith.
Two Chad Morris years kill you because you got yeah. 2-10, 2-10. What is it, Christian?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, I don't know. It is 65 and 95. So Roger was close.
Oh, wow. So what is it? Can we do the math on that? The percentages, what does that come out to?
37.5%.
What is it?
37.5.
That's the winning percentage?
Well, at 60. So it's probably just under 40. Just under 40.
Yes, 40%.
Okay.
Wow. 2-10.
So there you go, Frank. Yeah, so over the 13 years that I've been doing this, we've only won 40%. That's tough. It's been a tough road.
I had a great guess at it because I've been, obviously you hear in the last several weeks, if not the beginning of the season, that the Razorbacks are last in the SEC in victories in a decade and more. So.
Yeah. And also, too, Frank, last night we were talking about the Cleveland Browns and your man, Taylor Green. Did you see the run he had out of the end zone? Oh, he had a 30-yard run out of the end zone. It was
when?
Last night. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were playing Saturday.
No, I think the highlight I thought was last night.
And you must have seen a highlight from them. They're playing Saturday at noon, and he's going to get to play half the game.
Well, maybe it may.
You're looking at a
Well, I thought
last night. They did.
Yes, because the other backup quarterback threw three touchdowns. What's his name?
Dylan Gabriel. Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel, the guy he's fighting with, also
played the Pats last night.
They played the Pat, and they beat them pretty easily, didn't they? So maybe they're playing another game.
What a quarterback mess!
Well, they got four, and that's a lot. And that, the question is, are they going to carry four? And that's what we're talking. We hope for Taylor's situation.
He's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, it showed on that run. Holy cow, Frank! We'll show it to you. It's this that 4.3 speed, and even the Kirk Herbstreit said, "Wow!" At the end of it, 6-6-1-1-0-3-7. According to this, he started the second half. Taylor did last night. I hate that Frank missed it.
Well,
he missed
I'm it sick that because I planned my whole week.
Well, we can get a replay.
Who's playing Saturday is Bobby.
Yes, in Ireland. It's TCU and North Carolina. What time is that game? Is that a night game?
1 o'clock, I think.
Okay. I'm anxious to watch that.
I'm anxious to. I'll be keeping up with that team because of Coach Petrino.
Yeah. 6-6-1-1-0-3-7. Frank, I hadn't seen you since. We haven't been on the show together since we announced the big meeting that is going to be Jerry Jones, your buddy, and President Clinton. It's going to be an epic. Already sold 1,400 seats in 48 hours. And I know Frank was like, Baz, I want to hear a little bit of the backstory. So we'll find out a little bit today when we talk to Jordan Johnson. And you spoke to his pledge class in 1996. What fraternity are you in?
Kappa Sig.
Yeah, he's a Kappa Sig. And he said, we said, we'll never forget the Frank speech.
Time goes by.
Well, he said it was a great speech, but he said, what was interesting is what you were wearing. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said, Frank's going to miss Bobby, too. It's at 11 o'clock.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Make sure you know what time it is, Frank. We got to help him out. All right, 661-1037. Baz is a curse to the football team like he was the Lady Razorback softball.
Well, we'll give out our view here when we, sometime today. You let us know because the question of the day Christian has got out there is, where do you think the Razorbacks are going to be starting out with a 2-10 season, 3-9, and yada, yada?
Yeah, Frank, we make the official picks today, what we think the Razorbacks are going to do. We'll do that at the 7 o'clock.
They're going to have a winning record.
Wow. Well, I hope you're right, my friend.
You gotta have hope.
Yeah, I hope. Listen, I hope you're right. All right, don't go away. 6:45 live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Alrighty then, let's talk about one of my favorite places to escape for a little fun. Oaklawn in Hot Springs. And right now, they're giving you a chance to win something way bigger than the fish stories I tell my buddies. Oaklawn's Boats and Bucks 3 giveaway is happening through August 29th, and one lucky guest is going to reel in, get it, a 2026 Icon VLS20 fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. You can earn entries all month long, including 25 times entries on Mondays and 5 times entries on Tuesdays in their 24/7 smoke-free casino. Now, if a brand new fishing boat doesn't get your attention, you might want to check your pulse. And remember, you've got to be there for the grand prize drawing on Saturday, August 29th. And while you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slots, live table games, incredible dining, and maybe treat yourself to the Astral Spa. Hey, your spouse will appreciate that more than a tackle box. Get all the details at Oaklawn.com. That's Oaklawn.com. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort, where somebody's going home with a boat. And hopefully it could be you.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Attention drivers, is your car insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your car insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated car insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast car insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your car insurance today.
Instant phone. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Off Colonel Glenn.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Hey everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, it is 6:49. Glad to be back here with our friends here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. They've got deals going left and right, and got a full room full of vehicles and great inventory. One of the best. I mean, I've seen you, Frank, over the years. Y'all had to dip down real low because of all the different things. It's nice to see. It looks like it's back to normal.
There's a truck out there now unloading more inventory.
Is that right?
Yeah, we got three this morning, so come out here and get them.
661-1037, we've got some of your fraternity brothers going, AEDKB, Frank, new Kappa Chapter alumni. So what is it again? Which fraternity is it?
Kappa Sigma.
Kappa Sig, there it is. Someone says, ask Frank if he's got any more books from the author Ever Told. That's the people still remember
they
that.
I remember that.
The game was on Amazon Prime Video. So what happens is they put that darn thing on Prime, and a lot of people forget it. You know, you just don't see it pop up on one of the big ones. Let's see here. Taylor had 66 yards rushing. 30 of it was from the back of the end zone. Let's see, Conway High School is playing a team out of Missouri. Can Frank help me get out from under my truck? I'm a little upside down. Let's see what else here. There's one other here I wanted to get to. 661-1037 is the number. Roger, last night you were in Hot Springs.
Had a great time, Dan. Thanks for bringing that up, Baz. Real quick to Gina Ritchie. Her husband was there. Gina is the owner in the Heights of a place called Mrs. Polka Dot. And Brett and Beth Graves from Hot Spring Village, they were a few of the folks that came out. Small, intimate crowd. But those folks were a part of it. We had a great time. Steve Qualls, of course, with his group was there. And we just had a fantastic time. Great food, great fun. And some ball games are on TV as well. And we'll do it again next week.
That's right. You're cracking up next week. Someone says that Bryant, Baz, you're wrong. The Salt Bowl's at Bryant tonight. Sorry about that.
We just know it's not a war memorial.
That's right. Apparently last night, the Bryant Hornet ninth grade, 41-14 over Greenwood. You had a lot of ninth grade teams play last night as well. Someone said, Fuzzy said, thoughts on getting KJ Jefferson to the touchdown club. You know, I'm not sure. What do you think, Frank? Is it too soon that people don't care because he left? I don't know if people would be received as well as if maybe 5 years from now you bring him back. Because, you know, he left after, you know, he left with every record. He goes down and, you know, plays at UCA, I think. Or not UCA, Central Florida. I just don't know. I don't know if it's like Sam Pittman. You don't bring Sam back this year. It's too soon. Not with you.
No, but at some point he'll be a great guy.
That's right. And you, Frank, you were there. You were there Monday. You said other than the first attempt at humor,
I thought Coach really. I mean, he's such a. What you see is that intensity in him speaking. You get a little hint of what he's doing up there. I mean, he's changing everything.
Yeah.
He thinks that, you know, they have to have a different atmosphere, a different culture. And I think he's really been hard on all these guys. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
When I met with him in his office for an hour about 2 or 3 months ago, and a very interesting conversation. I had no idea when I met with him that he had coached the Detroit Lions. I didn't know that he was a pro coach also. But very easy to sit in his office and talk to. Very, very. I called to find out what his interests were, so I'd have some subject matter. And he loved dogs, so we had a long conversation about the Rockets and his dogs. And
did you notice too, Frank? And I give him credit when he came down. He wanted to know through the SID, Kyle Parks, he said, I want to know who all is going to be there. Tell me who the people that are going to be in this room. And that's great. He wants to know when he comes down here, the people that he's met, the people that he needs to remember. Yeah. And that's why it was good for him to see you. So the Hendricks family and Merritt Dyke and other supporters and other. So I think that he's got great awareness. And Frank, now you're having to do that. If you're a coach, you're having to raise money. You have to be connected to the business community. I love what he says, too, about he told his people, like Bray Cook, who's this a former team captain that's reaching out to all the alumni. He said, I don't care if they only played one snap. If they were a Razorback, you connect with them, telling Bray Cook, because they're businessmen, they're supporters of the university, which I think is a great idea. And now finally we'll be able to, you know, stop talking about what ifs. We've been talking for 9 months. Is he going to do this? We'll be able to see the product next week. Also, during the break, I was talking with Frank about all the segments we do, Roger. We are Money Mayhem is what they call us, Frank, because we have a ton of sponsors like you guys. So we got 28 sponsor segments during football season, which is a lot. But Frank, as you mentioned, there are good people like, you know, Dan Hampton, Walt Coleman, Darren McFadden, Mark May, But did you hear the latest that we have signed on? I got to thank Farm Bureau is going to be the sponsor. Our friend Rob Rodell is involved, and Joe Cates is a salesperson. Randy Rainwater is going to do a sponsor segment on Morning Mayhem every week during football season.
I didn't know that. He's my buddy.
You know, to be able to have you on, Randy.
It'll all be for Riverfront Steakhouse.
That's what I'll do.
We'll be mentioning, thanks to the new sponsor, but I'll be mentioning the steak.
But anyway, it's funny. We have Rick on. We've had Rick on for 2 or 3 years, and he's very popular with us.
And he's been on 36 years.
Man, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's Rick is who he is, and we mixed up with him a little bit differently than Anthony. I think Randy will be interesting to see if we can get Randy in a little bit different double R.
Hey, real quick, Steve Brown's out there. Two things. Number one, just a few days left in the summer auto loan special that they have with Alcoa. Check it out at Alcoa. Credit Union, Federal Credit Union. But his son Josh makes his debut as the Cutter Morning Star head coach going up against Fountain Lake.
Oh, very nice.
So we know. We've talked to Josh before, and I remember hitting him up. But Cutter Morning Star, that's another Cutter and Fountain Lake there in Hot Springs.
Sort of a rival.
Absolutely.
Sort of
right there. Well, of course, in Hot Springs area. So congratulations to them and good luck. And David Hendricks Jr. wants me to ask you about Gus Malzahn, the original announcement for
So the dates got mixed up on that. Gus Malzahn's coming Tuesday after Labor Day. Lynn Swann's the following weekend, the 14th.
So which is the 8th then? So Gus is coming on the 8th?
That's okay. Right. Gus Malzahn on the 8th and Lynn Swann on the 14th. Frank, you've had a chance to meet Emmett over the years, I would think, through Jerry. Emmett Smith this coming week. Zippy, you're coming to that.
I'll come.
It's sold out, and I got tons of people going, I need to be able to return the calls. I just said, I'm sorry that we decided not to move it to the bigger room. We're just going to do it this way.
I'm almost going to wear a jersey.
And he's going to take pictures. He's going to take a lot of pictures.
Very cool.
No signatures, no autographs. But have you been around Emmett very much at all?
I was there when he came, when he first came to Dallas. I never did get to know him, but I know a lot about him. When he first came down there, I was down there a lot with Jerry. Emmett went out with Charlotte. Emmett called his mom every night. He didn't run with a football player.
How about
they
that?
Went out to the clubs playing. He went out with Charlotte. They went bowling. And they went play games.
Nice.
And he was just a different, totally different type.
Yeah.
And straight as an arrow.
Those are special years, Frank. Those years.
And, it was very interesting. I was around that whole situation. It was just. When I watch this, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners listening right now, if you watch the Netflix, America's Team, if you watch that whole program, if you think about when you finish watching it, I can really see how they, tell you how they won three Super Bowls quickly.
I think we're going to run out of time here.
Okay.
Save that. We'll save that. We'll do that the next hour because I want to hear that. But anyway, hey, he is one of the greatest of all time. He's got the greatest number, still has the record, so but look forward to doing that next week at the Touchdown Club next Monday. Hey, this is a Super Friday. We're getting ready for more football tonight, this weekend. Finally made it back to the promised land. So don't go away, 7 o'clock here at Fletcher Dodge.
Sports.
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 We've got that wood.
I got that wood.
And much more than you can handle on 103.7 The Buzz. KBZ Little Rock.
Hello, this is Justin Akre.